a Thessalonian you're fighting. He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
And welcome to This Is Geocaching. I'm your host, Lost Boy Rambler. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to discuss the difficulty and terrain rating. I can't say enough how much I appreciate every listen. The idea and design behind this podcast is to educate and bring awareness of all things geocaching to those who have found it as a hobby and enjoy it. Now, before I get started into this episode on the DT rating or difficulty and terrain rating, I have to say this is a highly debated subject. It always sways back and forth on what people think something should be or shouldn't be, or if it's an accurate rating, but that's because it's subjective based on many different variables. As you'll see as I go through it, geocaching.com gives a generic guideline as to what a difficulty rating should be and what a terrain rating should be, but it's subjective mainly to your area and your experience. To start off with, in the forums, Dragon West said, "I live in a fairly mountainous region with some ORV parks or off-road vehicle parks and more kayaking waters than you can shake a paddle at. What counts for a 3 terrain hike here may be considered a 4.5 or 5 terrain in the flatlands." So as you can already tell, some of these DT ratings could be subjective based on your area or your experience. A difficulty level may vary based on how many times you've found a geocache similar to that container or that hide, or your general experience in finding geocaches. Geocaching.com says, "Every geocache has a difficulty rating and a terrain rating on a 5-star scale. It is known as the DT rating. Ratings may vary from one community to the next. A 3-star terrain in Canada is a different experience than a 3-star terrain in Amsterdam. Please rate your cache accurately based on standards in your area and guidance in the table below." Difficulty is defined as the effort needed to solve and find the cache and logbook at ground zero. Terrain is defined as physical efforts needed to arrive at the coordinates. So once you get there, difficulty is how hard it's going to be to find the actual geocache, and terrain is how hard it's going to be for you to get to where you're actually searching for it. A difficulty one is broken down on their table of suggestions as easy to find or solve within a few minutes. Then it steps up to difficulty 1.5 and says easy to find or solve within 10 to 15 minutes. Difficulty 2 says relatively easy to find or solve within 30 minutes. Difficulty 2.5 says a mild challenge but relatively easy for an experienced geocacher. Difficulty 3 says a somewhat challenging puzzle or hiding spot. Difficulty 3.5 says quite difficult. Be prepared for a mental challenge. And then we keep stepping up to difficulty 4, which says very difficult and may take special knowledge, advanced preparation, or multiple trips. Difficulty 4.5, almost to the top of the scale, says extremely difficult, most likely requires special knowledge or skills. And difficulty 5, the highest difficulty level you can get, says the most extreme mental challenge requires specialized knowledge, skills, tools, or significant effort to find, solve, or open the geocache container. So as you can already tell from that, a lot of the beginning ratings of the difficulty scale is based on time. So how is one person really supposed to judge how long it's supposed to take somebody to find it when you're hiding it? It might take somebody 30 or 45 minutes, but somebody else might walk right up on it and boom, the first spot they look found it in under 5 minutes. So it's kind of subjective, but it's based to give you an idea of what scale of difficulty you're dealing with. And a lot of that also depends on the region that you're at. And like I said before, your experience, because some people may have found a lot more caches and know a lot more thing, and their geosenses might be really tuned in to find out, all right, if I was to hide a geocache here, where would I hide it? Oh, boom, there, somebody else thought just like me and they find it right away. Now, if we go down to break down the terrain, same scales of difficulty, 1 to 5 in 0.5 increments. So terrain 1 says the hike is less than 0.5 miles or 0.8 kilometers and wheelchair accessible. And if you select the terrain 1, the attribute of wheelchair accessible must be selected. And it's most likely a paved and flat surface. If you go to terrain 1.5, the hike is less than 0.5 miles or 0.8 kilometers, just like terrain 1, most likely flat, but may not be wheelchair accessible. Terrain 2, the hike is less than 2 miles or 3 kilometers along well-defined path with no significant elevation change or overgrowth. And terrain 2.5 says terrain may have small elevation changes or moderate overgrowth. So it's right in the middle there. Going on up to terrain 3, the hike may be less than 2 miles or 3 kilometers, but varied terrain. Too difficult to ride a bike due to elevation changes or significant overgrowth. So you're not quite in there bushwhacking like crazy, but it's not clear enough to ride a bike through. Terrain 3.5, quite strenuous. Extended hike on widely variable terrain. Up to a terrain 4, very strenuous movement that may include significant distance, overgrowth, swimming, or elevation change. So there are other factors to take in there. They mentioned some new ones here, like the distance could be greatly increased from maybe where you have to park or where the trailhead is. And it also included swimming in there. So you step right up to terrain 4.5, it says extremely demanding movement over potentially hazardous terrains. And terrain 5 requires specialized equipment such as scuba gear, a boat, rock climbing gear, or similar. Those things would also be called tools of the trade, or TOTTs. So now going through what the suggestions from geocaching.com are for how a cache should be rated, you can tell they're pretty subjective. Some things geocachers might do in order to find out how to accurately rate their geocache is they could ask a close geocaching friend, like, hey, what do you think this should be rated as? Or, and not to get stoned to death by saying this, but based on the first couple finders of the geocache, you can adjust the terrain and difficulty. If the first 5 people that go out to find it can't find it, and you ranked it as a difficulty 2, and keep in mind that these are experienced cachers by looking at their profile page that they found more than just a couple geocaches, you might have the difficulty rating too low. You may have thought that it was a really easy hide, but to everybody else, it's extremely difficult. So you might consider bumping up the difficulty rating based on the experience of cachers who actually go out and look for the geocache. But that is if it's your hide. But if you open up the map and keep in mind maybe some of the contributing factors for basing what cache you're gonna find off the difficulty terrain rating might be the amount of time you have to scoop up a geocache, maybe weather conditions. You might not wanna go for one with a higher terrain if it's been raining all week and all of the ground is muddy and sloppy. And also if it's a potentially hazardous or dangerous situation, maybe along rock faces or near cliffs, some of that weather could have caused the ground to loosen up. These are things to keep in mind. So it's always good to check on the difficulty terrain rating before you go and grab a cache. Besides, you don't want to get a ground zero and be digging around, looking real close, looking real hard, because you think it's going to be hard to find in that spot, but the difficulty is really low, and you just need to stop, look around, open your eyes, and boom, it's staring at you 5 feet away. That's about it as far as the difficulty terrain rating breakdown. I hope this gave you a better idea what it is that you could be potentially dealing with by checking out the difficulty and terrain ratings of a geocache. The whole idea behind this podcast is to just share information to educate other geocachers who might just be starting out. If you're already way past this knowledge, then at least you know a good reference that you could point a new cacher in the right direction if they have questions about it. All this information is mainly on the geocaching.com website, but I thought it'd be easier to put it in a format that you could just pop in your ears and listen to as you're washing dishes, driving to work, or relaxing at home. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you got something out of it. I really appreciate the support that the podcast has got so far. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't found me already, I can be found on social media at thisisgeocaching or thisisgeocaching@gmail.com. Again, I'm your host, Lost Boy Rambler, and this is geocaching. Happy caching, everyone.